Hello there, Dunder Mifflin Knights, and welcome back to another episode of The Office ASMR, a podcast to fall asleep to, relax to, and enjoy your favorite show peacefully. Tonight we have Season 3, Episode 10, A Benihana Christmas, and this is a supersized episode. It was a one-hour Christmas special. Runtime is 41 minutes, and so I'm not even going to worry about the preamble tonight, because I want to just get into things. So we'll get the episode started here. Make sure your sleep timers are set. And we are going to start off here with Dwight walking in with a very large goose. Dead goose. Roadkill that he is very excited about. And Pam is shocked and in horror at what she's seeing, while Dwight is extremely excited. And everybody is now paying attention. And he explains that, look, you can save yourself from having to go to the store to get an expensive can of goose grease. And Dwight, Jim just kind of coolly walks up and like, look, I don't know that we have to go through this, Dwight. And then Toby comes in. Toby, the fun sucker. He says, look, this time it was dead before I brought it in. I think there was a prior issue with Dwight bringing in animals, possibly to slaughter or eat. And he explains to everyone, like, look, this is okay. This was roadkill. I brought it in. Don't have to get, that's the goose grease moment. And then Phyllis says, look, if it was already dead, why not? We can do it. Creed says something inappropriate. Some nights I don't do headphones. I can't hear it. This is one of those nights. I forgot my precious AirPods are somewhere in my house. I have to tell you, I've purchased seven pairs of AirPods at this point. I got them when they first came out. I had a connection at the Apple Store. I got them very early. I lost that pair. I got another pair. My problem is I keep losing the entire AirPods case. Like, I don't just lose one. I lose the whole thing. There's definitely one pair that's somewhere in my house. And the second time I lost them, I swore to myself I would not buy another one. I would go back to wired headphones. And I also just want to preface, like, I wore Bluetooth headphones in 2010, 2009. I wasn't into the Bluetooth headset, which are the, not so cool looking single ear things. I had like headphones and I would listen to music. I would listen to podcasts. This is like back in 2009. And so I'm a big proponent of the wireless audio life. And when I lost the second pair, I swore that I wouldn't buy any more. I went to wired headphones, and that lasted maybe 3 days, and I ended up just buying another pair. One of the pairs, my wife left in a hotel room in Scotland on one of our trips, so that's one of the pairs. I bought my wife a pair, and then I lost another one, and then I bought the new ones that had the wireless charger, because why not? Because I had already, I had misplaced a pair. And then I did have that pair the longest. And when the new ones came out, the Pros, I swore I wasn't going to get them. And then one of my current AirPods started to stop working. And because all the Apple stores are closed, it only makes sense to buy a new pair. So now I literally, this is the bougie life that your host lives. I have a nighttime pair of AirPods and a daytime pair of AirPods. My nighttime AirPods are the old ones, and my daytime ones are the new AirPod Pros, because the AirPod Pros aren't good for sleeping in, because like they stick out just a little bit more, they rub on the pillow, not really good for that. The old AirPods, great for that. That's what I always sleep in. I literally fall asleep with a podcast every night, and I've missed some details here. So Michael comes in on a bicycle, which is part of the gift guide. Michael has the robe on from corporate. that he's very excited showing his Sandals Jamaica tickets. And then we have, oh man, what's the, Carol. Carol, his girlfriend, comes in, gives her a kiss. She seems to be upset. Oh, we also missed Creed took a gift from the toy drive. And now we have Michael, trying to get Carol into his office. And Michael is just giddy right now. He's giddy. It's Christmas. His girlfriend's here. He's going to Sandals. Andy sucks up a little bit and says, oh, Michael, you know, your girlfriend is more beautiful than you described. Dwight says, hey, I think you described her perfectly adequately. All right, so the real issue here is that Michael seems to have gifted or done something where he photoshopped his face onto a photo of Carol and her family, photoshopping him to replace her ex-husband. And Michael thinks it's fine. It's like, it's funny, it's cool, something. And she's like, look, this is so bad. It's concerning that you don't know how bad and how upsetting this is. And Jim is basically just explaining, you know, this is just a common mistake for Michael. And then we cut back. You can see that Michael is now understanding the severity. Oh, it's not a photo, it's a Christmas card. I think he might have sent it as a Christmas card. That's what it was. And now he's like, look, I am sorry. He's coming off of a bad place from the whole Diwali proposal thing. So this is like a pattern of behavior. And now we have Sandals. He pulls out the Sandals ticket. She's like, no. Like, are we going to take the kids? I can't just leave. And this is the end of the relationship here. It's weird. It's like I can conjure up some of the feelings of a breakup from like, you know, high school and that sort of thing. Like, it's a very visceral feeling. And Michael really, like, portrays it really well, but wow, I haven't thought of that in a long time. Almost with my wife for 10 years, not married, but 10 years total from when we started dating. So, man, the breakup feeling. So now we have Pam gets Jim's attention and is very excited about a gift. And the gift is a classified folder that is a prank. It's a very long-term prank she's been playing on Dwight. And she's, like, so pleased with it. And Jim, I'm pretty sure Jim says, like, look, I shouldn't do this. I'm the number two now. I really don't want to get back into doing these pranks. And Pam is just like devastated at the response. And, I mean, Jim, he plays disappointed well, but Pam plays disappointed or hiding the disappointment even more. And he tries to say why it's inappropriate, and he's not really selling it. And you can't really tell if it's, Karen influence or if it's just him trying to step it up a little bit, because he takes the job seriously later, but I think at this point, not really. So now Michael is extremely sad. He comes out and says Christmas is canceled, everybody. Jim wants to know about Hanukkah. And everybody in the office is a little bit perturbed. And he says, fine. You guys can have Christmas. Phyllis is a little upset here. When is the jazzy, sexy Christmas? Is that next year? that's one of the ones I always remember when Phyllis takes control of the party planning committee. That must be a later season, because that's after a whole coup in the party planning committee. Now we're back at Pam's desk. She's kind of chatting with Michael, who is, it's revealed, is laying on the ground, depressed and pretty upset. He doesn't want to move. He doesn't want to do anything. Just laying behind Pam's desk as she's trying to get her work done. And it's like all you can see is his shoes sticking out from behind the desk. Pam is very confused. I don't think he offers to take her to Sandals. Does he offer to take her to Sandals? He might. I feel like I don't watch the holiday episodes that much. Whether it's the Halloween one or Christmas or, Diwali. I hadn't watched Diwali in a long time. I remember many of the, the plot points and everything, but. All right, so we're back at Toby's desk, and I think there was a shortage of robes, and Dwight just takes Toby's, and boom, gone. Now we're in the PPC, the Party Planning Committee. We got Phyllis. We have Karen. Oh, is this the one? There's a split party, right? Karen. Because we have, in the party planning committee, we have Karen. We have Phyllis, Angela, and Pam. And and Meredith. It's revealed that Meredith is there later on. And then, Angela is dressed in her very, I would say, traditional. It's like a, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a very, lacy, Christmassy type of blouse thing. So it's not revealing while also being revealing. But in a conservative way that is appropriate for Angela, of course. We come to Michael's desk now. And, Karen storms out of the, she doesn't storm out, I think she's kicked out, or asked to leave by Angela. Dwight comes in to Michael's office now, and he's listening. This is so good. This is such a relic of the time now, if you're thinking about technology. He's listening to a 30-second preview of a very sad song on, presumably iTunes or Amazon at the time, I think, had previews like this, but he doesn't want to buy the whole song. He just keeps listening to the sad 30 seconds of this one. So Dwight comes in with a box and is like, look, everything that reminded you of Carol, we got to get rid of. And starts filling the box. And then one of them is the mortgage documents that she did on his condo. And it's because it has Carol's signature on it. And he's like, oh, look. What a good job she did here. She saved you this money. Meanwhile, Michael is restarting the song over and over, singing the sad part and doing it amazing. This is like Steve Carell at his best, is when he's playing an emotion like this. Oh my. Like a big Santa. So now we got a talking head of Michael. We got him. He's still in his robe, his Dunder Mifflin robe, while wearing his shirt and tie. And we're back in the bullpen here. And we have Karen shoots a glance over at Pam. And Pam does this kind of reluctant stand up and heads over to Karen. And Pam, in her talking head, explains, look, Karen is okay. And Pam's like, look, that was crazy. Karen's like, right? Oh, I'm so glad he said that. What's going on here? And Pam is like, oh, power trip, Angela. Typical Angela kind of thing. And then she kind of sits down at her desk, and there's a shot that pans over to Jim looking at the two of them, and he's like, oh, no. Yeah, we come to a shot in the kitchen here of Kevin and Toby. And Toby like rubs Kevin's back to feel his robe. And Kevin's kind of like, what was that? And so now we're back outside the conference room. We have a Nutcracker Christmas being put up by Angela and Phyllis. And then right above that, the Committee to Plan Parties, which is Pam and Karen, are doing a karaoke Christmas. And there's a scuffle between the four of them saying you can't do that. And then Kelly comes out of nowhere and says, oh, look, a margarita karaoke Christmas. I can't wait for that. Angela says, oh, look, we got this party. And then Kevin comes up and there's a discussion now between the six of them. And they're saying, look, you can go to this party, you can go to that party. One's a cool party with a very bright sign. Or you can go to a Nutcracker Christmas. Angela takes it down. And Karen takes down her sign. And Kevin says, wait, where is the party? Jim's keeping an eye on all of this. And he's like, oh, look, women getting along. Great. His face, classic. And now, okay, so this is the first time we see like some real association between Dwight and Angela. Dwight comes up and is like, look, you can't do this. And Angela is basically like, look, this is my guy. And Dwight is defending Angela. Andy comes out of nowhere and is like, oh, hey, what's up? And then we have Jim. And he says, okay, look, I'm here to settle a dispute. I can help with this. And Dwight is like, oh, wait a minute. And Jim says, oh. And Jim's like, oh, I outrank you. This is so good. And then Dwight's like holding his hand up, like, I have a question. And then he takes the ruling. Jim overrules him and he takes the ruling. We're back in Michael's office. He's got his head down on his desk, and in walks Andy. Andy is here to cheer him up. He says, look, I know what you need. We're gonna go out and get some dinner. Benihana. I'm curious what they paid for this placement because they absolutely got their money's worth in syndication, reruns, Netflix, everything. Michael's coming out. He's like, all right, look, we're going to lunch. Let's head out. And Ryan is like, nope, can't do it. And he lists off like a dozen excuses. He gets out of it, but Dwight and Jim are stuck heading out. And Michael's like, look, you know what? I can do this. Christmas is like a new beginning, and bros before hoes. Unless you're ho. Is that this one? He says, unless you have no ho, no mo. Trying to do like a lip reading. Yeah, that is it. This is it. When he says, and then you have no ho, no mo. And then we cut to Benihana. And we got the boys walking through Benihana. We have Andy, Michael, Dwight, Jim, all sitting down. Jim like just sits down and doesn't let Dwight get in, so he has to sit on the other side of the table. This guy, like one guy that sits down is a pretty known, I feel like he's a pretty known character actor. I couldn't tell you. Oh, I forgot to mention, you know who directs this episode? Harold Ramis. The legendary comedic director, Harold Ramis. Ghostbusters and most great 80s comedies. Many, I should say, many great 80s comedies. So now we got all the guys sitting down at Benihana. Fun fact about Benihana, I've been there a handful of times, but it is like the place that I first had shrimp my whole life. I didn't like shrimp before that, and then I had shrimp there, and now I love it. And now I love sushi. Oh man, sushi has been the like treat for my wife and I in quarantine. every Friday we get sushi from our favorite sushi place. And it's like the end of the week, boom, sushi, love it. Michael is, he relapses a little bit as they're all talking. But then the waitress comes over. Andy orders a Nagasaki, 2 parts eggnog, 1 part sake. Maybe 1 part eggnog, 2 parts sake, I can't remember. And then we go to the break room and we have Phyllis at a vending machine chit-chatting with Pam and Karen. And then Angela walks in and belittles her. And they have a margarita machine in the back. Kevin explains that he wants a margarita. Ryan is like, I miss the days when there was one party I didn't want to go to. And then Roy brings up, what does he bring up? The karaoke? Is it a karaoke machine? There's a little chit-chat between Roy and Pam. And I feel like this is when you start to get the return of Roy into Pam's life. Because I think it's after the holiday. She's like, look. She says, don't call me Pammy. When is that? That's got to be coming up here soon. Now we're back at Benihana. And Dwight is talking about a chef's knife. And doing a little back and forth here with the chef. On how to... Is he talking about how to cut food? And the lady next to him is like a total Karen. And says, like, why would you argue about this? Do you think he knows? We have Andy chatting with Michael, and Dwight is across the table, you know, 3 or 4 people away, and like, look, I can't hear, can you speak up? And Andy is now putting the moves on the waitress, and Michael is like, yeah, you know. Now we get the fire, the smoke, onion ring smoke. Oh my, I'd go for some hibachi right now. All right, so now we have Pam and Karen announcing that their party will begin. You are welcome. Come on back. Angela says, our party is scheduled as planned. And tries to one-up the announcement of the margarita party. No one's really entertained. And Angela's a little frazzled there. Everybody's confused of what's going on. She calls Dwight and is like, hey, can I start the party? Michael, Dwight is like, hey, Michael. Michael gives a look to the camera like, I hear him, I'm ignoring him. And Dwight is like, all right, look, just start the party. I command it. There's a great flip phone scene there. Angela runs back in. It's like, all right, the party has begun. Nutcracker Christmas. Pam and Karen open their door. And no one moves. Everybody is hesitant. Stanley stands up dramatically, looks around. And everyone is in anticipation. He chooses the margarita party. So he's the icebreaker. Everybody heads into there. And the only person to go up to Angela's party is, what is her name from Stanford with the baby? Meredith heads over to the margaritas in a bitter exchange with Angela. Meredith doesn't care. Straight to the margs. Kevin is like, look, I want cookies and margaritas. Angela. Double fudge cookies. Angela. Me to give double fudge cookies, man. Now I've been on this diet and it's low carb. It's basically high protein, high fat, low carb. I'm not quite keto, but very close. And for the last 6 months, I really haven't had sweets, but there's something about that threshold of like 20, I think it's 20 grams of protein and 20 grams of carbs a day or 25. My sweet tooth is raging these days, which is not usually the case. Usually I'm all right. But discipline leads to longevity. We're back in Benihana here. Michael is in much better spirits. He's been downing Nagasaki's, so you would hope so. Michael is stealing food from the strangers on the table. They're like fighting with their chopsticks. Handy calls over the waitress. There's a little exchange here. Andy's now in full wingman mode, trying to set up Michael. Andy's like, look, close your eyes. And Dwight is like, what's going on here? What's happening? And Jim is like, oh, look. Oh, they do like a great head nod back and forth. And Jim's like, oh, narcoleptic. Or she's asleep, narcolepsy. Yeah, probably. And then, oh, wait. So, yes, there's a back and forth. And Jim is like, look, she has no idea how to butcher a goose. And then Dwight's like, oh, hey, look. You pull the neck back, you stab the gullet, and then cut around the throat. There's a lot of blood. And she looks horrified. I'm sorry. There's like fireworks going off outside here. Hooligans. Bunch of hooligans. There's a talking. Okay, so then, like, she's horrified. And then Jim is like, look, I don't really know what the difference is between this and Pam's thing. But he's very proud of himself for the joke. And now we have a shot of Kevin just loading up his plate with chocolate. And, like, every piece of chocolate is making my mouth water right now. I used to work at the office I used to work in. They would do a monthly birthday cake. So basically, like, I think it was always the first Friday of each month, they'd have a cake for birthdays. And this was like right out of college. And I was eating healthy. I was running a lot. So I would justify eating as much of the cake as I wanted. And like, I would just go and eat. Oh, I would eat so much cake. It was disgusting. Every month I would have all that cake. Oh my, those were the days. Those were the days. So now we have Daryl comes up. I don't remember why he leaves the party. But then there's a nutcracker, an incident here with Angela. Kevin's eating more cookies. She's like, how many damn cookies are you gonna eat? She talks to his stomach. Ryan's putting on his coat to head out, maybe. Phyllis and Kevin both look longingly back at the kitchen. Back at Benihana, we have Andy and Michael are trying to pick up the servers. Get the servers chatting in the background here. I think at this point they've invited them to the party, or maybe that's Andy's next move here. Because the next shot is Michael and Andy walking into the servers. They're not the same two from the restaurant, though. Like the two that just were serving at the table. But they have the two women from the restaurant. I don't think they're the same. They can't be the same. But Michael is giving a bike from the toy drive to the waitress. And she whispers something in his ear. He's like, oh, that's what she said. So now we have, Michael has one of the servers, and Andy has one of the servers. They go into the Nutcracker Christmas party, and they have some snacks. Phyllis says, oh, there's another party in the back. They go, oh, okay, more fun party, here we go. And they leave. Angela tries to take one of the candies from the server. Michael is like, shut it. Just shut it. And then Dwight comes in very excited, says hi. Kevin sneaks out, and then back in the break room, you've got Daryl playing piano, Kevin doing karaoke. You ought to know. So the margarita party is definitely bumping. And there's a shot here with the four, Andy, Michael, and the waitresses. And the joke in the episode is that they can't tell them apart. And they try to mark their arm. That doesn't happen yet, but basically what happens right here is they switch the two, and they can't tell them apart. We got real jams happening back in the break room here. And nothing to remind you ought to know. Very intense, Kev. I like when people call him Kev. I appreciate, like, calling Kevin, sure, but there are some scenarios for that. Now you have a shot of Angela looking very disappointed at the Nutcracker Christmas, and Dwight looking stoic, supporting his wolf. He calls her a wolf, right? He's like, a wolf needs to be nurtured and cared for. He holds her hand. That's like the one of the very few signs of affection we see in the office. Now we have Karen says that he won the raffle as a gift. Angela's extremely upset. The gift is, I miss what the gift was. But now we have a talking with Karen and Pam. Said, look, you know, in the spirit of the Christmas holiday, a truce. We want there to be a truce. We don't want the rift in the office. So they go to Angela here. They want to make peace. Angela doesn't seem to be biting. And then, she says, okay, I want to come see the party. Oh, the power, that's what it is. The power cable for the karaoke machine they couldn't find. And then Angela says, I think I saw it. And it was in a walkie-talkie. That's what Angela won. So now the karaoke machine, Michael's singing to the waitresses. But he's singing to the wrong waitress. This is something that we know. What is the... Yeah, and then Michael's waitress comes in on a bike and is like, oh, shit. I was singing to the wrong one. I can't remember what song they're singing. But you can see him panicking. And I think Jim realizes it. And now I have Kelly singing while Ryan just downs margaritas. Michael is like, look, she's beautiful, that one right there. Like, what? Which one? Michael's like, I'm not really sure. Right there on the right, maybe. Kevin's like, you don't know which one is which. Oh, yeah. one of them plays their cards right, they're going to Sandals, Jamaica. We have Michael on a talking head now. It's a great Christmas tie, Michael. So now we're back in the kitchen. Ryan's talking to the waitresses. He's going into the fridge. What's he doing? Isn't this when he marks one of their arms? Now we're fake eating popcorn. I think he was doing that to get one of them to laugh. Yeah, he draws a line on her arm with a marker. Now we get Creed jamming, singing a song. Pam has a robe that she takes back to Toby. Toby's very excited. We got Meredith. Meredith's really drinking here. Dwight on the walkie-talkie with Angela across the room. We have Jim and Karen opening gifts. Looks like Bridget Jones' diary. They both got each other Bridget Jones' diary. Pam's on the phone. And then we have Michael, and he's like, hey, look, you want to go? I don't really remember how this falls apart, but I know she, like, takes the bike and is like, oh, you know, thanks, this was nice. But Michael can't really close the deal here. Oh, he does say, hey, would you like to accompany me with Sandals, Jamaica? Just you and me. She's like, I have to work. That's right. But she does take the bike. It looks like a nice bike. Oh my. I'm sorry if you can hear that. It's very loud. Alright, so now we have... What the heck? We have Dwight singing Boulevard. I do remember this one. It's Boulevard of Broken Dreams. By Green Day. Walk Alone. I can hear in my head. Very distinct. We got Michael sitting on the couch, back in his slump. And Jim is like, hey, look. You win some, you lose some. But, look at that. It's a great day. Trying to cheer Michael up. I was never in a party planning committee. I've been in several offices, but there was never a power grab at the PPC. Yeah, Michael explains to Jim that he marked her arm because he couldn't figure it out, and they both have a really good laugh. The boys. He's like, hey, what are you going to do? Shit happens. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Everything she does is magic. That's a wedding song, one of them things. This is like a nice, heartfelt moment between Michael and Jim, but I can't remember what they're saying or how it plays out. But you can see that Michael's having, like, a revelation. See, final talking head of the episode, you know, Michael's in good spirits. He's like, hey, look, it was a good party, not a big deal. And I don't know that he never says who goes to Sandals with him, but I think there's a clue that he talked to somebody. And now here we have Angela doing a little drummer boy. I think it's a little, I'm pretty sure it's a little drummer boy. But that's one of the reasons that I didn't. I do bonus episodes of the, I've done a few. I think I did three so far. Where if it's a song that's in the show, I try and do like a bonus. The episodes don't really get downloaded that much, so I wasn't gonna keep doing them. I don't really got any good, I never really got any good or bad feedback, but I thought it was an interesting thing. We do have, okay, so we do have a shot of Michael on the phone and saying like, "Oh, you do actually want to go to Sandals?" He's very excited, but you never, it's never revealed who it is. Then we have Oscar and Gil come in and just kind of turn around and head out. Angela's, yeah, it's a little drummer boy. Angela's very proudly singing Parumba Pum Pum as Dwight holds the microphone for her. Proud partner there. We have Jim saying goodnight to Pam, grabbing his coat. And he gives her some words of encouragement. I can't remember what it is, though. But she gives him, she shoots him a really nice smile there. So they look. Oh. They're showing him something on the computer. James Halpert. Oh, I guess she was explaining what the mission was, because now we have a shot of Dwight up on the rooftop and opens his phone, looks at it and says, "Mission aborted." Tosses his phone and then walks out of frame. That's our episode. Story editor. Wow, Creed and Andy are guest stars. Doesn't say who the director was in the episode credits here. Costume, camera, main title, gaffer, co-executive. Huh, it didn't say director there, but my app says that it was Harold Ramis that was the director, so I will take that. Take that, no problem. So that's a Benihana Christmas. We'll be coming into what was, 2000. So that way aired at December 2006. We'll be coming into 2007, okay. So that's a wrap on Benihana Christmas. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate you listening. Hope you're asleep and resting right now, off in dreamland. And I'm excited to get into the back half of season three next week. If anybody, nobody should be listening right now. I'll probably repeat this at the beginning of the next episode. But I've had plenty of requests for people from you guys to do more than once a week. I'm open to that. I entertain that. It really comes down to, show feedback and, frankly, reviews. It's like if people are listening, if people are enjoying it, I want to do more. But it's pretty hard to gauge. It's pretty hard to gauge that. So no matter what, I'm excited to keep doing this. It's just a matter of frequency that is in question. But, I'm gonna go see what's going on with these fireworks. I'm gonna go to bed myself, and I hope you sleep well. Good night, sleep tight. From Scranton, Pennsylvania, the Electric City.